Salome, page
354.
354.
כל אדם צריך להיות מוכן לכך, שזו עבודה של 120 שנה. Every man needs to be prepared. This is a work of 120 years guarding the eyes. It's a work of all night. אין פירושו שרק אחרי 120 שנה ירד הצעות. That doesn't mean that only after 120 years you'll see results of his work. כי בוודאי אם יעבוד נכון הוא יהיה נקי הרבה לפני כן. Of course, if he works correctly, he'll see, he'll be clean a lot beforehand. ואף על פי כן, nevertheless, this is a work that needs to continue and go on always for 120 years. So your last day. כי הניסיון של העיניים נשאר תמיד. הניסיון, test regarding the eyes, always. Allah said, even when someone's clean completely, that you'll see a woman that has no desire, still the Torah says not to look, right? Every day after that, regarding the eyes. I do myself, yeah. כי צריך לעבוד על שמירת העיניים עד שתגיע לכך, שלא תפתח את העיניים אפילו בטעות.
I understand this for all the people, you know, 70, 80, 90, resist the 120. But it makes sense. But why, I mean, it makes sense for younger people. But what about, aren't there exceptions for older people?
That what?
You might, once you, you might guard in your eyes, don't you like get to a certain age and it doesn't mean anything anymore? There's no reason to guard your eyes.
Who's the same dirty old man?
Right.
That's usually though with younger women.
No, but the heads work. The heads work. The head is dirty. It's dirty. You got it. Even if your body doesn't work anymore, you can't do that there anymore. Your head continues working.
Hand side,
exactly.
And it's even, some say it's bigger than the makshava because it's higher.
Mara says.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, it's also a ploy from the yetzer hara that when a person gets older, he naturally uses. It usually is, it's not always, but you use your desire sometimes, if you're half normal. And if the body's not working 100%.
Right, right. You have
but
to.
That's only a ploy, because the other one saying, oh, you see, I don't have anything. And then you think you can put it up your
right.
eyes, and nothing's going to happen. Maybe nothing's going to happen, but your mind's going to be, your mind's going to happen.
Yeah, 100%.
The only way you can get out of it is after the second shovel of dirt hits your casket.
Do you remember for the last time? That was the second one. I thought it was one and a half.
You know, it's interesting though, because when I was working in the Jewish Community Center with senior adults, I had some of these questions myself at times, but I kept in my own mind saying, it's not, these aren't 16 year old kids.
Boy, the men or about the women?
About what?
The man or the woman? A 9-year-old man or a 9-year-old woman?
Both.
You're right. It's a 9-year-old woman who's in a wheelchair and she's not so pretty anymore when she's 90. So, you're right. There's no Yisur D'oraisa in looking at her, especially if you're taking care of her. No Yisur D'oraisa. But do you know who works in dead bodies by the women section? Women. Now, why not? Why? If she's a 90-year-old, it's not snus, right? Regardless how old she is. That's a nuah. Right? But a man, he could be 110 years old, his mind could still be working dirty. Not could, it would. He doesn't work on cleaning it. Okay? So the Vashem does the Vashem. The Chafetz Chaim writes down, he brings in the Mishnah Berurah, that if an old lady who was wearing a sack in black, right? Yeah? Even if there's no Yisur D'oraisa looking at her, זה לא מוסתרי, he writes, זה לא מן המוסר. It's not appropriate to look at her. Why? You're dealing with her, you're taking, wheeling her to the there, to there, fine, the seders. You're right, it's not like looking at a 16-year-old girl. Yes, you're right. 20-year-old woman, yeah? It's not the same. But still, the mind works.
The mind can work very quick. You can have a second.
It's not that you look at her, at this lady, and your mind goes on to a younger lady. It goes on to this, it goes on to that. Rabbeinu said about, we said about the, remember the hand, the, Tfachat of his daughter was probably colorless and very old fashioned and very not beautiful. And it wasn't on her, it was on the door hanging. And he told her, his daughter, take it off, my students are coming. Who were his students, as he said? Holy, big holy tzaddikim. So we have to separate ourselves as much as possible. That's the idea.
There's a story about Rav, I forgot his name, sorry. Was somebody 85 years old?
He told us that a lady came in and he jumped out of the window. 85 year old. Why? You think he had the answer?
He's also old and the ugliest woman in the whole town. But he said the Yetzirah has the power to make me feel like I'm 18 and her look like the most beautiful in the world.
It's in the head. It's not that it's reality. It's in the head. That's the problem. We're sick. At least me.
That's why I was giving the example of the second shovel of dirt.
Can't.
Because you're looking up at all these naked women.
Tzarich la'avod al shmirat ha'enayim al shtagia lekach shot yiftach ha'enayim b'rodot. The person needs to work on his guarding eyes until he comes to the place and he won't even open his eyes accidentally. It's a deep thing. The purpose of everything is to reach cleaving to Hashem in every moment, every second, even when you talk about the war, you talk about the soldier, you talk about what Israel's doing wrong or right. Remember, cleaving to Hashem. When someone doesn't guard his eyes, what you look at is what you think of. I look at the clock and I think, oh, look, there's a new battery in the clock. Automatically my head works like that. You see a pillar, you got the pillar and the downstairs is a bigger pillar. That's how your head works. Whatever you see, that's what you think of. Some things you don't want to look at. That's what we said. That's what advertising is all about. Advertising is about seeing, smelling, hearing. Use your senses. But he is seeing, visualizing is the strongest thing to make you remember, to keep it in you. The strongest sense.
Next to odor.
Next to?
Odor.
Fragrance.
Really? Yeah, they say that, right? If someone comes into a place, right, someone smells like something that reminds them of his childhood, like when he was a year old or something. Mm-hmm. If someone can remember. Smell. Or there's negative things.
There are certain odors you will never forget. Like.
Never mind. There's a saying in English, out of sight, out of mind.
Ken, I hear what they say also. Chok min ha'ayin, chok min ha'lev. Stronger in Hebrew. Chok min ha'lev.
You can see, I mean, the same in the Kabbalah with you, is your sight. You can see the stars. Your hearing is only limited till, I don't know,
right.
20 kilometers when they're blowing off a huge bomb or something. Or, you know, and you smell, how close is the smell? Not very far.
Face
is only when you put it inside.
To lowest.
45.
Our feeling is lowest. לכן, גם אם האדם מתפלל הרבה, שהשם מבטל ממנו את האהבה, אז השם לא נותן לו להיות נקי מטבע לגמרי, עד שתהיה לו שמירת העיניים ושלמות. A person, until he doesn't, even if he doesn't, a lot, many hours, Hashem will nullify from him this desire, just a desire, Hashem won't give him that until he guards his eyes completely. Then Hashem will give him also not to want to look. Not to, and that even if you saw accidentally, he won't have any desires. להיות נקי מהטהרה ושלמות לפני שהוא זכה לקנות את השלמות שמירת העיניים. Because if Hashem gives it to him, to be clean completely from this lust, before he acquired guarding his eyes completely, הוא יחיה כמו שיקור, ויבטל הזמנים הרבה, ולא יהיה שום דבר שאירו אותו לכך שהוא לא בדבקות. Okay? A person, he'll be like a drunk man. He'll waste his time. There'll be nothing reminding him that he's not cleaved to Hashem. If he has no desire, he looks around. Fine, I'm clean. Perfect. But as long as what does Hashem do? It'll go together. The more you're holy, the more you guard your eyes. And even if you saw it, it won't bother you. Yeah? It won't bring you down. So what does Hashem do? If I see, I'm getting shocked. Oh, it's confusing me. It's getting me confused. It's getting me that. Okay? And then he gets trembling, and then he goes to daven more. When does a lot of times, anyone who does it, he sees it clearly. I've been going to Baruch Hashem for 7 years, I think. Clearly, I can tell you. A lot of times, I sleep for a long time, and then Hashem puts me in a big aveira or something like that, and then, boom, it brings me up very much. That's how Hashem does it. Because I was sleeping. Hashem says, you know what? Come, do the big aveira. Come, do the big aveira. You see, you're not waking up. Bah! Suddenly, what's going on? I was working on this for a long time. How come it came back? It didn't come back. Just awakening you, you were sleeping a little bit.
Fell off you're the not bridge. The only one.
Fell off the bridge. It was a narrow bridge. You fell off the bridge.
You fell off the bridge. But it's like a bungee jumping. Hashem keeps you hung in the air. You have to climb your way up. Therefore, you have to dive in every day for two things, both regarding the eyes and for nullifying the taiva. It goes together. First of all, I have to shut my eyes. It's an isul d'orayta. I'm not allowed to look. Help me, Hashem. I'm going to the street. It's a dangerous place. There's women in the street. And besides the fact, I'm sick in the head. Anything I see, anything I glance at, anything like this, I'm crazy. I have all kinds of thoughts. Help me not to want, not to desire, not to think about this. Just to think about you. That even if I see, I'll just think about you. I'm telling you, I was in France. The first time that we went to Drapata in France, I was scared to go in the street. It's very dangerous, that place. Well, today also very dangerous. Another way.
Today is even worse.
Even worse.
Well,
France.
In all kinds of ways, it's worse. Anyways, Vamash. So every night, I'm not exaggerating, Blina, though, 3 hours. 3 hours. I was there for 2 weeks. 3 hours on Shmirat Ha'Einayim. 3 hours about the taiva. Every night. 3 hours. Ninado, I hope I'm not exaggerating. That was more or less the situation. And then I went out during the day. And even if I saw what I saw, it's like I didn't see. I'm telling you. And when you don't do tefillah, you can walk in Me'asharim and see the women that are wearing it, you know, that you don't see. It's a
black,
woman. And you still have that thought. So you think, oh, it's a woman, and a woman looks like
that. You wonder what's underneath that.
Yeah, and then your mind starts working. Because that's the way it works. Tefillah. Tefillah is brainwashing your head with clean water. That's what it is. You're brainwashing, you're purifying your mind. You stop thinking the things that you were taught until today. We were all brainwashed. Our whole life we're brainwashed. I always say this, right? Our whole life we're brainwashed. Usually, all I have a brainwashed with sewer. Now I have to start cleaning up a little bit. How are we going to come in front of Hashem? Man doesn't know his last day. You know, you heard about the boy in near Uman. Remember, there was a guy who was killed in Uman, a young boy, 19 year old, about a year and a half ago.
Tubul.
He
has a brother got it.
His brother got killed in a car accident this morning, or yesterday. Yeah, also a young boy.
Going
back from Brest, one of the on the way between. First, he doesn't know his last day. It's a miracle they even found the car because it fell like down a little cliff. No one knew he's lost. A cop, what's it called? A policeman was driving by and he saw something was weird. On the grass over there, it didn't look normal. So he went to check out, and he saw a car flipped over, and a Jew, a dead Jew inside. He called a friend in Uman, which called the Jews that came to figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. Someone that ever, another Tubul, everyone knows him.
Where was it? Where was it?
When?
Where?
Where? 35 kilometers away from Uman, towards Brest, on the road between Brest and Uman. Man doesn't know his last day. Doesn't make any difference how old you are. One guy reaches your guy, your age here. Over 60, I think everyone here is over 60, right? One guy doesn't. No one promises, no one guarantees that we'll wake up in the morning or that we're going to go to sleep tonight. No one guarantees us.
And how many rockets have been fired today?
Many, many. No one guarantees us. The lady was here from America, 6-year-old lady, Rebbetzin. The siren went off. She got scared, her heart stopped, and she died. In the middle of the street in Yerushalayim.
But today?
No, it was 2 weeks ago. From the first tonight.
What's your name?
I don't remember. Stop, you have to remember. The point is, why am I saying all this? To live it. That we don't know our last day. We have to do it the best. If this is the last day, I want to do it the best. The last day will come, I promise. Be prepared. What? You know what's coming up? What's coming up? It's coming up. When?
So the way it occurs,
tefillah and guarding the eyes and doing the mitzvahs and doing tshuva every single day, because you don't know when the last day is and you want to do tshuva that day. And yeah, it's real. What? People die every day. I don't know if you know that people die every day. Every day people die. Some people die old, some people die young. We don't know. To prepare ourselves for the last day. It's not a frightening thought. It's a reality. People say the frightening thought, what are they? What are they scared of? They should be scared of, maybe because they don't do tshuva or something. If one doesn't do tshuva, especially if you've been to Uman even once, at Tikkun HaKlali, Baruch Hashem, he has Rabbeinu on his side. He said he learns the books of Rabbeinu and he does the Eitz of Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu is on his side. The Rav says, even though he didn't go to Uman, he said he finished his tikkun in the world. He finished it here for working for the yeshiva for whatever time he was here. He was helping out the whole the program. Yeah, he went prepared. I'm not going prepared. We all prepare ourselves. Prepare ourselves?
What?
Prepare ourselves for the last day. The Mishnah said.
So we have to live as if it's the first and the last day, simultaneously.
Yeah, to live it, live, not to die today, to live the day. As long as we could, to live it. Because only here we could do. Afterwards, we can't do anymore. Kama Nachman, he can't do anymore. We're learning all the way. He's getting a lot because all the learning in this room is for him, as the sign says. And he's going up and up, just up and up, endlessly. But we can do, we can merit. Only what we merit after here. Whatever we could do, another thing, another mitzvah, another tzedakah, another smile on someone's face. What?
Distribution.
Ken apatza, another. How much? Every little thing to do for Hashem, to forget ourselves a little bit.
Doesn't Rabbi Nachman say every word of Torah, every letter of Torah creates an angel?
Angel. I don't know if Rabbi says it, but.
Yeah, he does. I think that's true. I saw that. Or the Zohar, you mean the Zohar.
Amash, זה חשוב מאוד. כן.
So how many angels you've created?
Right now, we all, because the fellow is listening, as if he's saying. Also, so. With the wisdom of Shmosh Shapira.